Welcome to Cannabis Health Radio, a podcast where we share stories from people around the world who are using cannabis as medicine. The information is meant to raise awareness about the health benefits of cannabis, but should not be taken as medical advice. Now, here are your hosts, Ian Jessup and Corey Yelland.
Welcome again, folks. This is episode 234 of Cannabis Health Radio. I'm Ian Jessup.
And I'm Corey Yelland.
Glioma anaplastic is a brain tumor that comes from a type of brain cell called an astrocyte. It is estimated by the American Cancer Society that the percentage of people who live for 5 years after being diagnosed with this type of brain tumor is about 50% for those under the age of 44, and about 30% for those 45 to 54. Our guests today are Frederick Dang and his wife, Loanne, who used cannabis to deal with her brain tumor and had a baby 2 years ago. They join us from Montreal, Canada. Thank you both for joining us. We greatly appreciate it.
Hi.
Hi.
Can you take us back, Frederick, to when your wife was first diagnosed with the brain tumor? What were some of the symptoms?
The first real symptom was her seizure. It was the first time having a seizure. We were sleeping, and my older son wakes me up, and I turn around, and she was having a seizure. And then they rushed her to the hospital, to the ER.
Loanne, do you remember that?
Yes, I remember when I wake up and I see the people around, and I was bright. I don't know what happened, and the people told me that I have the seizure, and I have to go to the hospital. So they at that time I refilled because I think I'm okay, but after that I went to when they bring me down, and I have the seizure again. But at that time I was I awake. Mm-hmm. And I just talked to myself. I don't know if I speak. I said to the lady, just help me and help me. But my head had just turned, on the left side. And just like that. And they bring me to the hospital. And they found the tumor. And I know already because I have the doctor follow up. Mm-hmm. And after, 2 days, and they said to me, I had the scan, and they saw the tumor is getting bigger, and they told me that I have they give me three options. So I have to take the pill for the rest of my life, or I do the surgery, biopsy. So, I decide right away because I just want to do the surgery because it's for my kid. I don't know if, I drive with my kids mm-hmm. to play, and then I start the seizure. This is not good for my kid. So that's why I said I want to do the surgery.
How did you react when you knew that you had a tumor? What was that like?
Well, the first time she found her tumor in her head was in 2008.
Yes, 2008, because I just take the MRI for my ear, and there's something in my head. And they asked me to have to do this again. And this, after that, the word is tumor.
And then the doctor just gave follow-ups with MRIs. Mm-hmm. But then in 2014, that was when the tumor was too big, and her seizure episode happened around June of 2014.
Oh, I see. So you had the tumor in 2008. It was manageable until 2014 when you had the seizure.
Yes, it was growing at a slow pace.
Okay. Were you on any medication from 2008 to 2014?
No, I don't. I don't have any. I don't anything.
Okay.
So what's going through your heads when things start to get worse like that in 2014? What are you guys thinking?
Well, it happened so fast. She had the seizure, and they did the operation.
Yes, at that time I didn't think that I had the cancer.
Then we went home after the surgery, a week and a half after the surgery.
3 weeks.
3 weeks, I'm sorry. No, we went home. And then about a month later, we came back. And then the doctor then, he said, he told her she had brain cancer. And then she had to start chemo and radiation immediately, 6 weeks.
And what did you say to that?
I refused. And I said that now I'm okay. And maybe later on I will do it. But right now I don't do anything. And I'm back home and I start out 1 week after. I go right away with the cannabis oil.
Now, did you know about cannabis oil prior to that diagnosis?
No, we did not know. We did not know that the cannabis has had any properties, anti-cancer properties. And then a good friend of us told us that, to look into cannabis. And I did online. And then on your group, Corey's Phoenix Tears. And we went on Facebook, we went on these groups, and we learned from there. And then we made the oil within, not long after, we made the oil within a week or 2 weeks.
I remember talking to you back then. That's a pretty daunting thing to make oil for yourself, especially for a diagnosis like that with a brain tumor, because you've got a young child at this stage, right?
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. How old was your child then? A year and a half or something?
2 years and 2 months.
Wow. And here you are with a brain tumor.
Yes.
So, Fred, when you made the oil, where did you source the material from?
Well, to be honest, I just bought from a source like that, a small amount. And then it was a high THC strain.
THC, okay.
And then we watched the Rick Simpson 2 minute video on YouTube. He shows you how to make the oil. So we did the same thing in our backyard.
Great.
And that was our first batch of oil.
So when you started taking that, how much were you taking and how often were you doing it?
Well, she was doing exactly like Mr. Simpson said, that gradually every 4 days, you double up the dose, start really with a tiny grain.
Yes.
And then she moved up to
1.5 or maybe 2 grams per day.
Yeah. How did it affect you, Luann?
Well, when I take the oil, just 1 hour after, I feel a little bit dizzy and like I drunk. And I take the water and the deep breath, you know, after like a couple minutes and it's gone. It's not that much, not worse.
So you were okay with taking that much. How many times a day did you take it?
Okay, before I take like 3 times per day. And now I just start like, you know, in the morning I start with CBD and at night just like 45 gram per night.
So it helps you sleep. Helps you recover. Now, what did you go back to the doctors at all to tell them what you were doing?
She gets follow-ups every 6 months.
Yeah, I went back and I just got the result like 2 weeks ago. Everything is clear.
So this means you've now been clear for 5 years.
Yeah, 5 years. So I can.
So you're as far as in the eyes of the Canadian Cancer Society, you're what they call cured.
Cured. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. If you go 5 years, congratulations on that. That's absolutely incredible to accomplish that with just with oil, no chemo, no radiation, and obviously you did other things as well as the oil, though. Correct.
Yes.
Do you want to go into that a little bit?
If you want, I can speak for her.
Yeah,
oh, sure.
Okay. She did, it was, the whole point of her eating, her diet and all her intake was to make her body healthier and to be able to fight the cancer. So we were giving her, everything that is, vegetables that is cancer fighting. We would put that in a stew. With maybe chicken broth, So you keep it in a slow cooker. She eats it every day. And then she would also do twice a day drink smoothies of cancer-fighting fruits.
Can you give some examples for people?
The smoothie, we would put...
But the juice is always like APC juice. Okay, and like APC juicy. And I put the blackberry, blueberry. You need to make the smoothie.
Strawberry.
Yeah.
Okay, and what goes in with the chicken when you're doing the chicken broth there? What goes into that?
The chicken we put...
broccoli, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts, carrots, a little bit of onions and garlic.
And even espresso sugar. I forgot this.
You have a special sugar?
Yeah, the stevia.
Stevia?
Stevia.
Yeah, sugar. And even the salt, the pink salt.
Pink
Himalayan
salt.
Pink. Himalayan.
Himalayan salt, yeah.
But, so she would take two smoothies, once in the morning and once in the evening. And with her smoothies, she would take supplements.
What sort of supplements, Frederick?
Essential minerals, vitamins C, vitamins D, bromelain, garlic extract. What else?
Nano curcumin.
Curcumin.
Turmeric.
And a bunch of turmeric, yeah, that's it. And a couple more like that. And we would also do at home, not at home, but we would follow up with a naturopathic doctor.
Mm-hmm.
She would take her blood tests. So we would adjust her diet if there ever was if it was a normal, all the parameters.
Mm-hmm.
So Frederick, the CBD that your wife was doing, was that CBD oil from cannabis or hemp?
No, she was doing THC oil.
THC oil, and so the CBD was derived from cannabis also?
The CBD is just recently that she started on CBD.
Okay, so basically it was high THC that cleared her then?
Yes.
Okay.
No, go ahead.
Ian's trying to butt in, and I should let him, but...
No, I was just going to ask Loanne how she felt when she started changing her diet.
I feel great, actually. I feel, I'm lost weight a lot, but I feel great. I'm healthy.
Mm-hmm.
I do exercise, every day, almost like 1.5 hours.
Wow.
Yeah, I run, and
Frederick, do you have basically the same diet as your wife?
No, we don't have time, so I don't eat like her. But I tried, and it's really, really healthy.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, I don't do it anymore. But when she started doing it, I did it for like a year. I did lose weight, and it did make me feel better. So I was taking the same thing that she was taking.
Okay, Frederick, you got to get with the program. You got to start doing what your wife is doing.
Luann, what was it like to be pregnant and doing oil? Did you carry on doing the exact same amount? Did you have concerns about whether this would affect the baby at all? Or did you just know that everything would be fine? Talk about that a little bit, please.
You know, honestly, I was, I'm confused. I don't know if I take in during the pregnancy or not, because,
do some research online.
But I do the research. You know, after that, I still worry about my baby. So I slowed down the dose, maybe 2.3 gram per night, just for at night.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but if they if I don't have the cannabis oil, I can tell you I cannot carry my baby, because I threw up. I went to the hospital off and on, and at that time for one week I didn't take it, because when I know I'm pregnant, I didn't take it. But for 1 week, I'm very quick. I threw up, and even I cannot get out of the bed.
Yeah, we interviewed a woman who wouldn't have made it through her pregnancies had she not been on oil. So this is interesting to hear this coming from you as well.
Yeah, And one day, you know what, I decide I take it because I don't have the pill for, you know, like 2.5. Mm-hmm. So I worry I couldn't sleep. So I try to take it maybe just a half, 0.3 gram. Mm-hmm. And after, you know, like 1 hour, I can stand up, get out of the bed and eat like crazy. And, you know, and I get back my power.
Good.
Yeah, I think there was a story that came out this week saying that cannabis helps women with morning sickness and other issues during pregnancy.
Well, we had read the story online, and it was about the Jamaican people. Mm-hmm. The Jamaican women, they would smoke cannabis to relieve their pain mm-hmm. from pregnancy. So it kind of helped us also to know that. And the babies were born healthy.
Yeah. And yes, it's true. It's true. He's very healthy.
Our second son is very healthy, no health issues at all.
So, Luann, when you went to the doctor for every 6 months for your tests, and they could yes. see that you were getting better, did you tell them what you were doing?
Oh, I was there, you know. For the second time, I told him, but he refused to know anything I did. And he just said that if you're healthy, you're okay. I'm happy for you.
He didn't want to know, though.
Yeah, I'm not allowed to know anything.
And then when you were 5 years clear, did they say anything else to you?
He just smiled, you know, and say happy for me. That's it.
That's it.
Yeah.
It's fantastic that you have done what you've done. I mean, you've cleared a brain tumor as well as given birth to a baby on cannabis. You're healthy. The baby's healthy. And I think the medical profession should ask themselves, what are we doing wrong that Luann is doing right?
Thank you very much.
Do you talk to other people who have illnesses about cannabis?
Yes, I have some of people I know. I try to have them and to talk with them. And I said, I believe the cannabis can cure the cancer.
But just to add, many people have come to us that have cancer. Because they heard our story, mm-hmm. and then we try to point them in the right direction, but it's not easy, and we've seen a lot of deaths from cancer around us since my wife's cancer. A lot of people come to us. We've seen they've all died.
Nobody make it.
When you say it's not easy, what do you mean by that?
I have maybe 4 or 5 people I know, my friend, but they all passed away because maybe they don't believe. That's it hard
they didn't
to
do the,
explain. They do. Soil. They didn't do the right, the right things to do.
Yeah, it's very difficult to change the mind of people who will do whatever their doctor tells them.
That is not easy. That's
yeah. And it's surprising. I mean, Corey is an example. You're an example who have refused chemo and radiation and put your faith into cannabis. And in fact, Corey and I were talking about this just before we started this interview, that it wasn't necessarily the fact that Corey knew cannabis would help. She was just...
I was too afraid to have
scared
radiation.
Scared shitless of...
Yeah, that's what I said. I was scared shitless to have radiation. People often say to me how brave I was to choose cannabis. And it wasn't so much that I was brave. It was that I was so desperately afraid of having radiation that this was the alternative. And I think I always knew that if I was going to make it, this was going to be what did it for me.
Mm-hmm. Did you have the same feeling, Luann? That cannabis would work for you?
Yes, yes. And now I believe. You know, before, like after I got diagnosed 6 months ago, after that, I don't believe. And I think I'm going to die. And whatever my husband, he did for me, you know, I don't want to refuse, but I did it for him because I don't want to make him feel sad. I did it, but I don't trust. After a couple months, when I read it, and I start to believe, and I read more and more, and now, you know, I say I believe.
I yeah. bet you do. Here you are.
And Frederick, she did it for you.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah, that's great. Now, if your kids, when they're teenagers and come home and you know they've smoked a joint, what are you going to say to them?
Me personally, I will sit them down and talk to them. But it's not going to be the end of the world, but they have to understand what this plant is, what it is used for. And there's all sorts of properties of it, including getting high, but there's also other stuff. And just to educate them, it's not it's the plant is not something bad.
Mm-hmm. One of the questions we get asked all the time is how do you make your own oil? When you made it for the first time, was it that difficult?
It was not difficult. We had to follow the exact steps and do it outside because it was dangerous with the fumes. And now, today, we have the green oil machine that we cook it inside, and it recoups the fumes. So the alcohol is recouped, and it's not dangerous. You can do it at home.
Yeah. How much do you make per week? Any idea?
Per week?
Several grams?
Yeah, I would say several grams, enough for her dosage.
Frederick, have you ever taken it yourself?
Yes, I have tried it, and it's really powerful. It knocks you out.
You can hear Luann laughing in the background
yeah.
there.
Yeah. I take a small amount, and I'm knocked out.
Yeah. Yeah. And why are you laughing, Luann?
Yeah, because she takes a lot. She can take it.
I can take for one time, like 10 or 20 grams, you know, it's like good for you.
10, 20 grains.
8 grains.
Yeah, I knew what she meant.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I know what you mean, Frederick. When I took it for the first time, boy, it was too much for me.
Well, it wasn't too much for him. What happened was I told him only take a tiny bit, and he did, but then he was impatient, and he took some more, and that was his big mistake.
Oh, that was what happened to me, too. Exactly.
Oh, it's a guy thing, is it?
It's a guy thing.
Maybe it is.
Yeah. Oh, dear.
Yeah, we're not as bright as women. Yeah. No, it's fantastic that you are healthy, Luann, and your baby is healthy, and your cancer is gone. It's really, really remarkable. I mean, you have such an inspiring story to tell people. And I think it's really a testament to your determination to get healthy by doing an alternative treatment. And also, it's a testament to the power of cannabis and what it can do to make people healthy. It's great. So yes, are you going to have any more kids?
No.
She's done.
Enough for me.
It's enough for you. No, it's great. We appreciate your story, and we want to thank you very much for telling it and sharing it with people all over the world.
Yes, thank you. You're welcome.
Thank you very much, and thank you to you, Corey.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm just so
happy.
Yeah,
I'm very happy, you know, to be here right now because, you know, I think you helped me a lot. Oh. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome, and I'm sure glad you're here.
You are angel.
Oh, thank you.
That's wonderful. Thanks to both of you.
Okay, thank you.
Well, Corey, you saved another one. How many is that?
I don't know. I really don't know.
No.
About 1,500 plus, I figure.
1,500?
Yeah. But I do remember when they came to me, and I remember thinking, oh, my God, here, young mom, brain tumor, you know.
Yeah.
But here we are, yep. 5 years later.
And she's relatively healthy, with the exception of doing the follow-ups, MRIs. Yeah, that's great. We'd like to thank Ron Zahr for producing this program and generously donating the studio to allow us to record Cannabis Health Radio.
Yeah, we wouldn't be doing that right now if it wasn't for Ron. So thank you, Ron.
Thank you, Ron. And we'll be back next week with another edition of Cannabis Health Radio.
Thanks for listening to Cannabis Health Radio. For more information and to search previous podcasts, visit our website, cannabishealthradio.com. Subscribe so you don't miss new episodes. And follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. This podcast is made possible by donations from our listeners. If you found the information helpful, please consider making a donation in any amount through our website. You can also help us share our message by leaving a review on your podcast listening platform. We are very grateful for your support. Thank you.